ladies and gentlemen. It's Hawk coming to you live at 6/11/2021. You go to Revelations 13. And I stood upon the sand of the sea and saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having 7 heads and 10. Whoop, put the page wrong. And 10 horns, and upon the horns, 10 crowns, and upon his heads, the name of blasphemy. And the beast which I saw was likened to a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him power, and his seat in great authority. And I saw one of his heads as it were wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed, and all the world wondered after the beast. And they worshipped the dragon, which gave power unto the beast, and they worshipped the beast, saying, who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him? And there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies, and power was given unto him to continue 42 months. And he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and them that dwell in heaven. And it was given unto them to make war with the saints and to overcome them. And power was given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him, whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb, slain from the foundation of the world. If any man have an ear, let him hear. He that leadeth into captivity shall go into captivity. You see, he that killeth with the sword must be killed with the sword. Here is the patience and the faith of the saints. And I beheld another beast coming up to the earth, and he had 2 horns like a lamb, and he spake as a dragon. And he exercises all the power of the first beast before him, and causeth the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed. You see, now, if you look at the G7, you know, you got some indication there, do you not? 7 heads and 10 horns, okay? G7? I don't know, you know? 10 horns? You're starting to get the idea. And I know all you people have been watching the Extinction Protocols, you're getting a lot of good information, you know? I've not been able to do so today. I've been out, and I also had a big rainstorm with a lot of hail. Kind of interesting, because last night, if you recall, I said, you know, we haven't had that kind of a rain or drought or too much rain either in this area around here, you know, in Kansas and Missouri and southern Nebraska and all of that. And lo and behold, the storm that was coming across the top of the country, coming out of Washington State and on over, you see, and then about the time it gets to about South Dakota, where the red Chinese loony balloon is still up there. Oh, of course, they're owned allegedly by a corporation in America, you know, and all of that. But you see, last night I talked about it. So then if you looked at the radar map earlier this afternoon, you saw the storm front coming up north, and then all of a sudden, like they flipped a switch, and then it went whoom and zoomed right down to hit through and to go through Kansas City, okay? So thank you, boys, up there. I know you're up there. I know you red Chinese are now in league with large groups of people inside the top slots in the Pentagon, the U.S. intelligence agencies, the big banks, Joe Biden, the $10 a gallon man, and the guy who just loves to have his son get red Chinese money, who's going to really talk tough to Putin. And Putin's got a submarine sitting off of Cornwall, ready to launch. Ready to launch on old Boris. And all the different goofballs at the G7. And I just wonder if they're going to put up the hypersonic and show that off at the end, or like fireworks at the end of the G7 to show them. Ladies and gentlemen, all I can tell you, and I listened to Brother Quayle, if you did not listen also to Steve Quayle last night on Hagman's Report, you should go up and get that. HagmanReport.com or wherever he's got it now. I don't think it's on YouTube anymore, but probably Rumble or Brighteon or one of those kind of places. But and it may be up at SteveQuayle.com from yesterday. But if you heard Steve talk last night, just incredible, you know, just an incredible discussion. It's not coming in the near future. It's already here now, you see. Already here now. And if he talked about anything that a lot of people should be paying attention to, was the analysis of this giant. This giant 112-foot giant that is going to be brought around. It's called an exhibition, you see. If you haven't read this, go up and look at, here's where to get it. The name of the story is Get a First Look at the Giant Statue Coming to 21 Cities Across the Globe. And it was at BroadwayWorld.com/Ireland, okay? And then /article/ get a first look at the giant statue coming to 21 cities across the globe. So if you put some form of that into a search engine, you will get this up. And it says the most exciting visitor attraction concept of the 21st century has been launched, entitled The Giant. It features the world's tallest moving statue, 35 meters or 112 foot tall. The Giant was conceived by the Giant Company based in Dublin, Ireland. The idea was initially inspired by Jonathan Swift's Gulliver's Travels. Oh, or Lucifer himself. Supported by Enterprise Ireland and CRBRE, the concept for the Giant includes a multi-story statue mounted on a plinth housing an exhibition and will be embedded with millions of addressable LED pixels, giving it the ability to take the form of any person from historical figures such as Albert Einstein or a famous woman, Amelia Earhart, to stars from today, from Lionel Messi to Beyonce. Each hour, the giant will transform into each country's national heroes and celebrities, and the giant's arms and heads can move to a diversity of positions. And the images of the men and women appearing on the statue can speak or sing. Ah, yes. Now, this reminds me of Operation Bluebeam, where they actually trained certain people in Alaska for that years ago, and they actually had the opportunities where they hired, back in those days, they had the rock star light show and set designing people on board back then, and they were going to show up in the heavens. They were going to show pictures of whoever the dominant religion of that particular country was, but then in certain regions they could show other things. For instance, they might show a white buffalo, or they might show Jesus, or they might show Muhammad, okay, or they might show King David or somebody else that might be a Jewish Messiah. They might show a certain Indian or Hindu. They might show God. They might show Buddha, okay? All kind of different games they were going to play. Now what they're going to do, they're going to play this somewhat with the giant. Now, remember back a few years ago, I wrote a Hawk Talon that Brother Quayle put up years ago, back about 205, I think, when Anubis, and I had written a thing about Anubis was going to come down the Thames River and then it was going to go all over the world. And Anubis is the guy, you know, the netherworld, death, you know, the guy where they go across the river, you know, Styx or whatever, that kind of guy from the ancient Egypt. And I talked about how Anubis was going to be heralding what was going to come on, and it did. And that made it to various places in the United States, a giant statue of Anubis. Now we got the next thing. Anubis was heralding what's coming. And, of course, they're giants. Giants, you see. And then guess what they're going to allow you to do? Oh, the interesting thing is going to be awe-inspiring. And they're going to do advertising on the spectacular three-dimensional digital statue. Giant selfies where every visitor can be scanned and instantly displayed on the sculpture, creating the most awe-inspiring selfie in the world. And then visitors will be allowed to hook up to it and lock in and to see the vision of what it's like to be a giant, you see. They will see the vision from the giant's eyes and the size and scale of what it means to be a giant. Well, basically what they're doing is that you've got, as Brother Quayle said, they're going to try to turn you into a Gibberim or a giant. And that basically the dead Genesis 6 giants, those giants, the dead giants, the offspring of the Elohim and the earth women, you see, who produced the giants and the mighty men of old, the mighty warriors of old, etc. And then those that were killed, those, Brother Quayle has always stated, those became the demons. So what they're going to do is join you up with a demon, and you're going to get to see the demon's vision and feel his power and be one with him. This is all about the worship, you see. This is all about worshiping Lucifer the Nightbringer, the beast. This stuff is already here. Already here. Trump ain't going to save you from it. I would rather he would have won, yes. But all this stuff is getting to be so far beyond the pale that you can no longer deny it. So therefore, what you got to do is you got to speak out against it, but at the same time, you have to be wise and you have to start to make sure that you've got supplies, because this will be a war. It will be a war between evil against good, you see. And they're going to try to kill millions and millions and millions of people. Billions of people. They want planet Earth no more than 500 million. But like Brother Quayle said last night, all of the information coming out is that the Deagle reported about 100 million. That's going to be about right. And one of the reasons he talked about is that food is only going to be about one-third of the food available now will be available in the near future. Only one-third of what's out there right now will be available in the near future. Do you think you might want to get an extra can of chunky soup? Do you think you might get a few bags of rice? Do you think you might want to get some chickens to have some eggs? Do you think you might want to, you know what I'm saying? Start to put up canned goods. Start to put up your own canning. Long-term storage food. And then also water. Water is going to be so crucial, you're not going to believe it. And in the midst of this rainstorm this afternoon, and then, of course, hail, and I had to go out and try to get my truck out of the hail and put it under the tree, and of course, I got bongoed on the head. Maybe that explains it, huh? you know what I'm saying, ladies and gentlemen. I'm trying to be funny. And that never works anymore. So you've got all kind of capturing of information, surveillance everywhere. You got Red Chinese and U.S. drones all over the top of you. You got the loony balloons. You got satellites up above that. Now you got the Russians giving high sophisticated satellite ability to the Iranians, who now have in the Atlantic several ships. You know, they could launch, which they really wouldn't be able anything to do about it, when they've got sophisticated missiles. And if they don't have them, they could borrow missiles from Russia or from Red China, and they could then have their own hypersonic missile on one of the frigates or the destroyers or whatever they call the new literal combat ships that come out of all these, you know, navies these days. And it's whoom, whoom, and then kaboom, kaboom, hypersonic, less than 5 minutes. Even just cruise missiles. You could have a cruise missile hit New York City, Washington, D.C., in probably 2 minutes, you know, from out at the 12-mile limit. But let's say they do an EMP, which I still believe will be done with an EMP weapon, because that also knocks out all transportation. Now, as their side way of doing it, old Biden is going to make sure you only drive an electric car, but electric cars are going to cost so much money that you won't be able to afford it. There won't be enough charging stations. So therefore, you got to get rid of your gas hog, and we got to destroy the oil and gas industry. One of the ways they're proposing to do that is to cut out the manufacture of any plastics for 3 years. Yes, look it up. They're talking about not allowing the manufacture of plastics inside the United States for 3 years. Well, that would probably also then be carpet and fabrics and all kind of stuff. You see, ladies and gentlemen, you got a Chinese communist, you know, running a Joe Beijing, all right, who has to have his wife with him to talk for him because he can't talk to the press. All he can do is grin at the press and look at him goofy. And he says, I wonder what they're asking me. I don't know. You know? So, ladies and gentlemen, all of the surveillance, all of the laws, all of the things that are coming down, the fact of the matter is you're going to see interest rates rise, you see. You're going to see that happen. When that happens, it goes whoop, like that. And then you're going to see it already starting to come tumbling down. And then when that's the case, then they'll put the interest rates up higher, raise the taxes. Just one dumb thing, and from my standpoint, President Trump did a real good thing to make sure that the price of insulin was lowered considerably. That helped me. Now that's going to go back all the way up to the moon. Food prices going to the moon. All of the other things that you do are going to go to the moon. So I don't know exactly the timing of all of it, but it is soon come on, as they say in Jamaica. Soon come on. Going to come here soon. It's going to come like a thief in the night. So he and she who are ready, and who have water purification and water stored and filtration, who have also food for your families to eat, who have medical supplies, including making sure you got antibiotics for your fish, and that you've got ivermectin for your horses, and that you got hydroxychloroquine in case you go to the tropics to get, you know, something else. But you see, you can get Zithromax for fish, you see, Z-Pack. Well, you got to research it a little bit to make sure you're what the fish Z-Pack would be. But that would go the hydroxychloroquine with the little zinc, wouldn't it? So you're going to need vitamins and minerals too, aren't you? You need to stack those back up. Just get them and save them. Don't worry so much about the dates. I've taken them a long time after. The potency would not be as good, but they've been stored in a cool, dry place out of the sunlight. You probably are going to be okay. Check with your physician before anything you ever do. Take it to the Lord in prayer and check with your doctor, you see. But I'm telling you, the logistics and supply wins the day. Logistics and supply wins the day. And since we don't have the TR3B to supply us, or the C-130 or the C-7 Galaxy or whatever it might be. But if we do have a basement shelving unit or a garage shelving unit or a underneath the bunk beds unit or, you know, whatever you got, you know what I'm saying? Stack it up high in the fourth bedroom, you know. As long as you are able to withstand the initial onslaughts and then also to stay in the game for some time. It'd be nice if everybody, it would be nice, but not necessarily can be. But if everybody had 3.5 years of long-term storage food plus sufficient water and then water filtration ability to rehydrate the freeze-dried or dehydrated foods. So therefore, if you can't do that, then you can get some of that, and I'm not talking necessarily MREs, but you get the freeze-dried foods and that kind of thing. But if you can't get that, then you can just get basically rice in bags, you know, chunky soup, Progresso soup, all kind of stuff that already has the meat, the vegetables, and the gravy water already in the can. Put it in the gumbo pot, yeah. If you got a little bit of meat from the wild game and you cut it up and sliver it up in there and you make you a roux and some good spices, put it in the gumbo pot and pour it on top of the rice, you know. Then get you some proper hot sauce or, you know, or I like a Bubba sauce too. Like a Carolina barbecue sauce. Oh, man, ladies and gentlemen. Steve said last night also, when I was listening to him on the Hagman, that Hagman report, he says, it's getting to be, I don't know what to say to anybody anymore. Well, it's just interesting because I've told Steve that in the background. I've told that to other people. I said, it's getting to be, I don't know what to tell anybody anymore. We're way beyond the entertainment factor. We're well beyond the teaching and historical factor. That's never necessarily been my job, except at the beginning, but I've been doing it 17 years. So I'm to strike blows against the enemies of the Lord Jesus, the Luciferian scumbags, their henchmen in the government, their henchmen in intelligence, and their henchmen like their so-called Dr. Fauci and Danzak and the Wuhan Bat Lady and all kind of people at the U.S. AMRID and all the different places and the Dugway and all the ins and outs, the pouring down in England, the P4 in China, all the bioweapons labs, and what they want to do is to start killing off hundreds of millions and billions of people so that they can try to steal your soul. Try to steal your soul, you see. And here's what old Bill Clinton had to say back in 93, March 11th. It was in USA Today. We can't be so fixated on our desire to preserve the rights of ordinary Americans. And here's David Rockefeller in a statement in 73 about Mousy Toon, New York Times, August 10th, 73. Whatever the price of the Chinese Revolution, It has obviously succeeded not only in producing more efficient and dedicated administration, but also in fostering high morale and community of purpose. The social experiment in China, under Chairman Mao's leadership, is one of the most important and successful in human history. Well, I'm sure glad you went to hell, David Rockefeller. Our task of creating a socialist America can only succeed when those who would resist us have been totally disarmed. Guess who said that? Sarah Brady, chairman of the Handgun Control, to Senator Howard Metzenbaum, that was the National Educator, January 1994, page 3. She said, our task of creating a socialist America can only succeed when those who would resist us have been totally disarmed. We shall have world government whether or not you like it, by conquest or consent. Statement by Council on Foreign Relations, James Warburg, to the Senate Foreign Relations Committee on February 17, 1950, you see. Oh, yes, it's just really wonderful. Oh, here you go. Here's something loving. Under socialism, you would not be allowed to be poor. You would be forcibly fed, clothed, lodged, taught, and employed whether you liked it or not. If it were discovered that you had not the character and industry enough to be worth all this trouble, you might possibly be executed in a kindly manner, of course. This is compassionate liberalism. Fabian Socialist Bernard Shaw in his Intelligent Woman's Guide to Socialism and Capitalism, 1928. Doesn't that make you feel better? Now, here's one that's a real deal. There was a professor, Carol Quigley, wrote in a book, Tragedy and Hope. I used to have that book, but somewhere or another that book got disappeared from my collection. But there does exist, and has existed for a generation, an international network which operates to some extent in the way the radical right believes that communists act. In fact, this network, which we may identify as the Round Table Groups, has no aversion to cooperating with the communists or any other groups and frequently does so. I know of the operation of this network because I've studied it for 20 years and was permitted for 2 years in the early 60s to examine its papers and secret records. I have no aversion to it or to most of its aims, and have for much of my life been close to it and to many of its instruments. I have objected, both in the past and recently, to a few of its policies, but in general, my chief difference of opinion is that it wishes to remain unknown, and I believe its role in history is significant enough for it to be known. Professor Carol Quigley. I'll tell you what, they get in George Washington and the Georgetown universities, and they get into all that stuff, and they get to thinking like that. And here we go again. Today, America would be outraged if UN troops entered Los Angeles to restore order. Tomorrow, they will be grateful. This is especially true if they were told that there were an outside threat from beyond, whether real or promulgated, that threatened our very existence. It is then that all peoples of the world will plead to deliver them from this evil, meaning the UFOs, the aliens. The one thing every man fears is the unknown. When presented with this scenario, individual rights will be willingly relinquished for the guarantee of their well-being granted to them by the world government. Dr. Henry Heinz Kissinger Bilderberg Conference, Evian, France, 1991. Ho, ho. Ah, ladies and gentlemen. A total world population of 250 to 300 million people, a 95% decline from present levels, would be ideal. Ted Turner said that in an interview with Audubon magazine. I've read a lot of this stuff to you before. You should already know it by now. You can get books like, The Creature from Jekyll Island, The Secrets of the Federal Reserve, all the different books that for years we read, The Rise of the Fourth Reich, Jim Mars, all the different stuff, all the different books and things that we've gone through. And I've read so many of them. I've read thousands and thousands of these books. You know, all the stuff, even like the more, academic Our Global Neighborhood, you see, and all of that New World Order, all the different ones. But I'm going to tell you, you can just go right to the Bible and Lord Jesus in Luke 21 and in Matthew 24 is going to tell you how it's going to go. And what is it that he gives you is the prescription of Matthew 25. The wise and foolish virgins. The wise have the lamps and the lamp oil and extra wicks and all the supplies, you see. The foolish do not, and try to take it away and ask and say, give us of yours, you see. Oh, yes. Nope. You want to keep old Hawk in the game, and I hope you do. Anything is most needed and wanted. Could be Federal Reserve notes, could be a little bit of silver, silver dime, silver quarter, ounce of silver, a little bit of gold, tenth ounce, you know, whatever it might be. Send it to Hawk, 3965, and a check would be fine too, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208, Hawk. H-A-W-K, 3965, West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And, oh, I will tell you, Brother Steve Quayle's Extinction Protocols, what I would do if you can't, if you didn't get to see him all today, or if you're not signed up for tomorrow, then get on the horn with him at stevequayle.com. Or 406-586-4840, and order the DVDs from the conference, the Extinction Protocols live stream, to get all the last of the information. Because, ladies and gentlemen, we're here now. John Deagle, who was of the Rockefeller Foundation, the Deagle Report, he said in 2025, U.S. population will only be 100 million. They removed that from the Deagle Report, and they downloaded it and scrubbed it. Too many people getting to know about it. We've talked about it for years. The 100 million was raised up from where it was at the beginning. At the beginning, it was going to be more like about, I think it was 35 or 50 million, whatever it was. That was more like, you know, the deal. But apparently there's a large dust cloud coming in, and that there's going to affect crops and food. That's something that's going on. And we're talking about the extinction of a large portion of the human race. If we only have one third of the food we have now, then there's going to be a large scramble to get whatever is left, is there not? And there's going to be some doggone killing, dadgum killing and stuff all the time. Oh yeah, it's quite interesting. Quite interesting. And then of course we're going to see the collapse of financials and all kind of stuff. I get information sometimes out of the pity pat, the right pat, through deep background sources who may know somebody in there, or maybe in there, and or maybe out of there. And they're talking in private sessions about getting ready to meet the ancient ones, you see. Well, that's the fallen angels. Then I got my old buddy A.W., and he sent me, of course, Meyer Amschel, Bauer, Rothschild. Give me control of a nation's money supply, and I care not who makes the laws. Well, they've had control of the money supply for quite some time. Trump interrupted the stuff, you see. Trump tossed the upturned the coffee table or the tea cart, and was going back with America first, and not going into Biden's G7, the loving community of the nations, all of that wonderful thing, and then Kamala Chameleon's, screwball way of pronouncing it, interconnected and interdependent world. Went right back to the old CFR bullcrap. We live in an interdependent nation, you see. We live in an interdependent nation. Well, I guess the Missouri governor did sign. Parson did sign the bill nullifying the federal gun laws. So if they want to come for your guns in Missouri, well, you ain't got to give them up. It all comes down to, sooner or later, it all comes down to the rifle shot, or the bayonet on the end of the gun, or the katana sword, or the hand-to-hand, or the fighting with a ball-peen hammer, okay? Or a hatchet, or a K-bar knife. It all comes down to that eventually. But I'm going to tell you what, when the true CIC, Commander-in-Chief, Lord Jesus is with you, and you are with him, and when you have repented, you've asked Jesus to come into your heart to be your Savior, and you know that he's with you and you're with him, then the fear disappears and you say, okay, I'm going to put on the full armor of God, and I'm also going to put on my own body armor, my level 4, level 3A, whatever it is you got. The worst case scenario, you could take some New York City or Chicago or Dallas or whatever phone books and tape around your body with duct tape. At least you might fend off a little bit of something or turn something. But I'm going to tell you, go to sportsmansguide.com, look up Kevlar armor, Kevlar helmets. You're going to find them there. Look it up. You're going to find prices that are pretty doggone good. They've got level 4 for prices you can't believe. Level 3, 3A, 2A, whatever it is. But you better think about trying to get something. So put on the full armor of God and put on your own body armor. And I'm going to tell you what, you stand in the gap. Maybe you got your spider hole. Maybe you got some other kind of hidey hole or drain pipe or whatever it is. You're peeking out the little slot, you see. Maybe you're under the bridge, that goes over the river, and you're in the hidey hole maintenance section, and you're hiding there. But whenever they come for you, and they come to grab your home, or to take your spouse or your children, and to do with what they want with them, and you know what it is they want to do. As a stupid aside, allegedly, this is all satire. This is all satire. Allegedly, this is all satire. You see, suppose there was an insurance company that's on TV that talks about wet teddy bears. Get your wet teddy bears here. It's all about satire now, people. Allegedly about satire. Well, what is wet? Wet packs. What have they been bringing over? Young boys would be wet teddy bears. They had even the image on television of the young boy just outside the wall left by the smugglers with a teddy bear that probably was wet as they came across the Rio Grande. Wet teddy bears. They used to call them hot dogs, you see, but they don't call them hot dogs anymore after Comet Pizza and the hot dogs and the pizzas and all of the the double entendre, you see, for the children to grab the kids and to do all the stuff that they do with them. So now it's wet teddy bears. And then now I see, allegedly, in satire only, I don't know what the story is in all this, but it's just coincidentally, unusually, allegedly unusual. Now you've got young girls jumping rope. Oh, I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, I'm fed up and tired of the whole crap. And I'm going to tell you what, there's power in the blood of Jesus. Power in the blood of Jesus. Do you hear me, people? Get right with him. If you're backslid, if you've done something, or you got 1,000 faces you got to go through every night before you get that 15 minutes of sleep and you wake up, fold up, riddle in the middle of the night, then you go to Jesus. You cry out to him. You say, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner, and here's what I've done. You don't have to get every one of them there. You can't remember every one of them, let's say. But you say, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner, and I would like to change, and I would like for you to come into my heart to be my Savior and to start to use your blood to wash me clean. And if you are sincere, if you are doing it the right way, what do you got to lose? Because if you don't have the relationship directly with Lord Jesus and our Father in heaven, then you're likely to be going straight to the fiery furnace. You're going to go to hell. You're going to burn in the plasma fire forever. And let Lucy just tickle you to death with his fire, you see. Oh, but he's up here and enticing you into his league. He's going to have his giants up there, you see. And oh, you're going to be able to pretend like you're a giant. It's all entertainment. It's an exhibition. Don't believe it, because now, I can't, Mr. RJ, it's all satire, brother. You may be right, but you may not be right. You may be right because it's satire. Can't answer that directly, brother. It's satire. It's fun and games, fun and games. You know what I'm saying? We got a cyber polygon coming up here before too long. It's the world cyber, World Economic Forum is holding a drill on 7/9/2021. The World Economic Forum is holding it. It will simulate an attack on the global supply chain, along with some other nefarious drills. Oh, what could happen in a drill? Oh, 9/11, there was three drills going on in New York that day. And of course, one of the drills, Dark Dove Hunter Cheney was sitting right behind there down in the deep hole of the Pentagon, and he had a Navy, officer up there, on the thing saying, Vice President, Dark Dove Hunter, we've got coming in. We got this one coming in this way. Do you want to scramble the jets? He says, what did I tell you? I told you, do not change what I prescribed. They're going to let it run as a drill. So it ran as a drill, and the missile hits the Pentagon. And then one of the planes coming in, it was probably going for the White House or the Capitol building. what was his name? North Dakota or South Dakota. I think it was North Dakota. The Happy Hooligans Air Force Reserve was on guard and on the watch on the East Coast during that time period. And they popped up and, let's roll, rolled. But that got blown out of the sky by one of the Happy Hooligans, a fighter pilot. So 911 was a deal, wasn't it? It was drills, all drills, you see. So now, go back to give me control of a nation's money supply. I care not who controls, you know, who the vote is, who votes, you know, or, all right, who's elected. So now we got Cyber Pentagon, World Economic Forum. Well, suppose they hold a drill that says all the markets went down, and kabingo, they all do go down. And then you say, oh, there's no money in the ATM. Oh, I don't, and then my, well, I had, you know, so much in my 401k and all of that, and, well, I wished I'd taken some of that out and bought some of that long-term storage food or bought me a few more thousand rounds of ammunition. Oh, 1,000 rounds, Hawk? Well, let me ask you a question. If you're sitting there and you're sitting and you've got some food and water, you got good-looking wife or husband and some kids, because a lot of times the prepper is the mom, is the female, is the wife, or the single mom, or the grandma is the prepper. And daddy or grandpa are out playing on the golf course. Now, if they're out there, let them grab a 5-iron or a 9-iron up and start swinging it when the time comes. But what I'm trying to say is this. This stuff is going to roll. It's going to roll on you. It's going to come at you. And at some point in time, it's going to be cutting time, you see. And I'm going to tell you, you better stand for the Lord Jesus, our Father in heaven. Stand up for your family, your property, and do not let them come. I don't care who comes, but somebody's going to come, whether it be the Red Chinese, whether it be some kind of a conflicted, weirdoed out UN force of a variety of people, whether it be U.S. military who agree to come and try to take the guns from their grandfathers, grandsons, you see. Because that ratio used to be a lot better. The officers always, it was about 60 up to 70% of the officers would be willing to fire upon U.S. citizens during gun confiscation. Now, you remember that was the U.S. Navy, I believe Lieutenant J.G.'s master's thesis, you see, where they started asking everybody, would you be willing to serve under a United Nations leader, you know, or general or admiral or whatever. Then the other thing was, had Congress and the president declared and decided that all guns must be turned in, the federal government, you've got a 15-day or 30-day notice to do so, that after that 30 days, let's say, you haven't turned them in, would you be willing to fire upon U.S. citizens in the course of gun confiscation? And in the old days, it was only about 30 to 40% of the enlisted people and the non-coms would say, yes, I would. The officers is always 60 to 70% said, of course we would. So you see, at this point in time, after they've gotten rid of the Christians and gotten rid of anybody who wasn't LGBTQ, XY4379, pink jockstrap brigade, you see. They've gotten rid of the officers. Like the other day, they got rid of what? Strohmeyer, the Space Force guy, who came out and stated, and, hey, look, he says, we're not about this. We don't need to have this woke crap, this, you know, project where you're telling everybody that the country is terrible and racist and all of this stuff, and it was founded upon slavery and all of that. This country, you see, he told it the right way, but they want to make everybody, including anybody who's Caucasian, has to admit that they're a supremacist, a white supremacist, and that they've got to apologize for being white. That's even in the military. That's why people are starting to quit. That's why people are not re-upping. And I'm going to tell you what. The ask old hybrid, sec-dep, you see. Allegedly hybrid. They ask him pretty close questions there. And, he's trying to make it more inclusive, you see. But the fact is, he's Secretary of Defense. He's an African-American, part alien maybe, but he's African-American. So what is it that they're going to do? The biggest problem is climate change, so we don't need the military against Russia or China. Why don't we just let them come on in, you see? David Rockefeller said that Mao, they were the red Chinese, were the best thing going, you know, better than sliced bread, you see. Ladies and gentlemen, the time comes now for you to come to the defense of your country and to the defense of your family, your way of life, the Lord Jesus, and our Father in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Now, I'm going to leave you with something good because that would be the way to do it. And I'm going to go to John 14. Going to go to John 14. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And I'm looking out there and I'm seeing somebody who's backslid, who's been in the real down and dirty, all right? And is backslid and totally against everything and mad and angry. Turn your head away from all of that. And yes, carry its weight, but look to Lord Jesus. Look to Lord Jesus and cry out, Lord Jesus, come into my heart and be my Savior. Start to wash me clean. So I can get a good night's sleep for what I'd done or what somebody did, and then I did it back and all the stuff. And I go and prepare a place for you. I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also. And from henceforth ye know him and have seen him. Have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me? Philip, he that has seen me has seen the Father. How sayest thou then, show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me. He doeth the works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. You need to look at the syntax of that statement. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. And if ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If ye love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him. For he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. And I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Yet a little while and the world seeth me no more. But ye see me. Because I live, ye shall live also. And at that day ye shall know that I am in the Father, and ye in me, and I in you. And he that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and listen to this, people, and will manifest myself to him. You want to see what Jesus looks like? Then go to John 14, read it again for emphasis and for syntax. Oh, yes, ladies and gentlemen. It's coming time for the old reckoning, you know. And I'm going to tell you what, you better be with the Lord Jesus and him with you, because when you do that, it takes away that fear. And then if you prepare and if you do a little training, an old hawk's out there doing a little power walking. Not real powerful, because I'm getting to where I'm pretty goofed up. And I don't talk about that, but I'm pretty goofed up. But the fact of the matter is, for at least 5 or 10 good minutes in a hand-to-hand, I'll be victorious. I don't care who it is. I'll take them out, because I'm going to do it, because I am going to wade into them with the power of the Lord Jesus behind me. And if they're coming from the place of evil, and they're coming to destroy me, my family, my home, to come against the Lord, then I'm coming at them straight on in. Don't go into their Luciferian knife without a fight. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology. Strike blows at the enemy. At the enemy. Bending with my toes, and sticking for you best. Road and track, open time. Don't beat the old man up. A good guy. Little snow, better take care. Good night, ladies and gentlemen. May the Lord protect you against all evil and provide you some abundant care. Find my food, water for your feet, and condition. Fire, medicine. Good night. Woo!